Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. One of the most fascinating doctrines in the Word of God is the doctrine of the new name. And we're going to be exploring the doctrine of the new name motif as elucidated both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. We're going to begin with the call narrative in John chapter 1. And so we're going to start at verse 35 of John chapter 1, which reads as follows, quote, "The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God.' When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, 'What do you want?' They said, 'Rabbi,' which means teacher, 'where are you staying?' 'Come,' he replied, 'and you will see.' So they went and saw where he was staying, and spent the day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, 'We have found the Messiah,' that is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, 'You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas,' which when translated is Peter," unquote. This call narrative occurs once again in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. This particular Gospel documents written, we think, between AD 90 and AD 100. The emphasis of the Gospel of John is the Judean ministry of Jesus. Not his Galilean ministry, but his Judean ministry. And for John, Jesus is the revelatory word. He is the word incarnate. He is, in fact, the Logos. There are no parables in the Gospel of John. However, discourses are emphasized. And so the emphasis for John is the Christ event. And in chapter 1, we have this call narrative which teaches about the calling of some of the first disciples of Jesus. And among those called was Simon, who will become Peter. It is interesting that another individual brought Peter to Jesus. And within the kingdom of God, we find that each individual has a unique ministry. And each of these ministries are very powerful. And so, notice carefully the language. We read that in verse 42, Jesus looked at him. The Greek word here is blepho, and metaphorically it means to look at with the mind. So Jesus looked at Simon with his mind. He looked attentively, and he looked at him in a contemplative manner. And so Jesus looked at him, and then Jesus said, "You are," he uses "are," the state of being verb, "you are," ... Then Jesus said, "You will be." And so Jesus moves Simon out from the old life, the old identification, the old ancient way of being. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things, word old there means the ancient things, are passed away. All things have become new. So Peter is given a brand new life. He is given a brand new identity. The newer life, that's of necessity, involves a new name. You are, present tense, you will be, Cephas, or Peter. And so, or Petros, which means a stone, or a rock, a ledge, or a cliff, and so resembling a rock. Peter will receive a degree in experimental Christology. He will be discipled by Jesus. He will, of necessity, grow in grace and in the knowledge of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will be shepherded, carefully shepherded, so that he will learn to be, or to become, a great shepherd himself. And he does. To this man will be given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And it is he who, on the day of Pentecost, in the book of Acts, will open the doors of the church. It is he who will deliver the first great preaching, or he will have this, he will teach the inaugural sermon for the church. So Peter has this very powerful relationship with Jesus, more powerful than Peter could understand at this point. And once again, you are, you will be. And so it is with others who have been blessed to be a part of God's wonderful kingdom. In the book of Genesis, we read the same thing in Genesis chapter 17. In Genesis 17:5, Yahweh says to Abram, verse 5, "No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations." In verse 15 of Genesis 17, God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah." Also, in the book of Genesis, in chapter 32, and verse 28, we read, "Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God, and you have struggled with God and with men, and have overcome. Also, in the last book of the Bible, in Revelation 2, we read, these are the words of Jesus. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receiveth it. Also, in Revelation 3:5, we read, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Also in Revelation 3, verse 12, we read, he that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. These are wonderful verses, and they impress upon the heart of the saved ones what God thinks of them. Now, in the Old Testament, the word for name is Shem, and it is a relational term of necessity. So, when one knows the name of God, or when God reveals his name to an individual, that is, that individual had access to the character of God. You and I have access to the character of God, the person of God. We have access to the divine essence through Christ Jesus, our Lord. He, of necessity, gives us a new name. At the beginning of our journey, of our spiritual journey with him, not at the end. And we would think, well, of necessity, we should have the new name at the end when we have proven ourselves, when we have shown God how saintly and how wonderful we are. Now, God gives us a new name at the beginning because he wants us to know this one very important truth, all of grace, from beginning to end, all of grace, by that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. All of grace. Peter will vehemently affirm to Jesus that though all other men forsake him, he will not. He will forsake Jesus. He will leave his Savior out of fear of his own life. He will weep bitterly as he watched what happened to Jesus during the Passion narrative. He will attempt to go his own way, but his Savior will go after him and bring him back. God has a purpose for you. God loves you. Do not let the devil speak to you in your heart to make you believe that God does not love you and does not have a plan for your life. If the devil has been speaking to you, that you're